This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Get back to the phones momentarily, but we got to take about 7 minutes for some football. Why? Because, well, people love football. Kenny, music. Oh, the sport that Rico ruined. Let's get to it. I will say this with sincerity. I do like your hat.
Well, thank you.
It's very nice.
And you know what, Mike?
Team sucks, but it's nice.
The sport could be fixed. We can get into that at another time.
Another time.
If they really wanted to listen to me. But Big Ten power rankings. The bottom four teams that did not make the list, well, they still didn't make the list. So no UCLA, Northwestern, Wisconsin, or Purdue, not there. So I will give you the top 14 teams. Coming in at 14, the Minnesota Golden Gophers. They had briefly a lead against Iowa and then gave it away. Minnesota now on the road at Michigan this weekend.
Yeah, I don't know what to do in that game. I mean, the total's down to like 35. I'm not going there. Minnesota's getting 9.5. I was a little surprised Iowa ran the ball the way they did against Mini. Not a good harbinger if you're going to Ann Arbor.
That is true. At number 13, the University of Washington. Three and one. They are traveling on the road to Rutgers.
Yeah, let me tell you, Rutgers is about to give them that brajol. Yeah. Hot and spicy.
Yeah, I'm starting to like this Rutgers team.
There you go. Rico's starting to worship at my church.
I'm starting to like this Rutgers. Now, they always disappoint. It was either Rutgers or Maryland. They both would always disappoint. Like, come on, guys. You can't be this bad all the time.
I'd feel better about UW if they were at home. But the cross-country travel is a problem. The fact that Rutgers just went to VTech, largely dominated. This is a tough spot for UW, and I don't think they're very good. Jed Fish will get it right, but not this year.
At number 12, University of Maryland. We just spoke about them. They defeated Villanova, but
who cares?
It's Villanova. Right, they're going to be on the road at Indiana this weekend. We'll find out a lot about both of those teams.
Yeah, it's about a touchdown spread. I don't know what to do with Maryland. They really had no business losing to State, but they did. They haven't played anyone else. I think that is, for nerds, that's a fascinating matchup in the Big Ten this week. Because Indiana's becoming a story. And Cignetti, if he gets a chance to rub your face in it, he's doing it.
See, the thing that I like about, we'll get to Indiana later, but you're right. I like what Indiana's doing because it's not about just big plays. They just enforce their will on you, and you can't stop them.
That's because their coach is Christian Bale from American Psycho.
He is a little deranged. At number 11, Michigan State Spartans, off of the loss to Boston College. Yeah, not a good look. A game that you could have won on the road would have helped you out tremendously, but you know what? Ifs and buts, you lost. You get a chance to redeem yourself. You only have the top one of the top teams in the nation at home tonight. I mean, that Saturday night, the Ohio State University.
I think they have a chance to be better than this, but there are two problems. A, the injuries are piling up, and I don't have clarity on who's coming back. It sounds like Marsh and Glover, yes. Everyone else, no. Aiden Chiles, he giveth and he taketh away.
See, here's
so that's the problem.
I don't want to oversimplify this, but Mike, maybe it's as simple as the wide open routes that Foster had. Remember when Nick Marsh ran those same routes against Maryland, he hit him in stride. So maybe it's just he's got more of a repertoire with one receiver than the other.
What part of his repertoire is about six turnover-worthy throws? Come on.
That's the other thing.
Yeah, that's called the ditty bag.
Yeah.
The poopy bag that they attach to a horse's ass. That's what they call it on the Central Park carriages. Say,
come on, man. Don't link him with
not the music artist. Not that.
At number 10, Nebraska.
I'm disgusted by you and them.
I as well. Nebraska, I thought that that was a home game, that they would win. Instead, they let Illinois take it from them. They get a get-right game. They're on the road at Purdue this weekend.
You want a stat?
Yeah.
Last 10 years, they've played 8 overtime games. What's the record in those games?
I'm just going to go 0-8.
0-8. How many points have they scored in 8 overtime games?
I don't know.
0.
Are you serious? That's why you listen to Cash Your Ticket, folks.
And that's what you get for having an inflatable sex toy as a mascot. That Herbie Husker thing is a menace. Deflate it and put it in storage. Rico.
At number 9, they got the Floyd of Rosedale Trophy. Iowa, 3-1. They got the bye week this weekend.
Is Iowa a permanent hemorrhoid? 248. They just don't go away.
They don't.
They're gross. But they find ways to win. And again, they blew that ISU game.
Mm-hmm.
But they just grinded it out against Minnesota, and they can score a little more.
Dude, in the Big Ten, they're like Wisconsin in basketball. They just find ways to win.
I hate them.
At number 8, Rutgers.
The Warriors at a rarity.
They go on the road. They beat Virginia. Was it Virginia Tech?
Yep, in Blacksburg.
And now they get to host Washington. They are coming in at number 8. They're at 3-0.
Look, their schedule's not hard, right? They're not playing any of the big boys.
No.
I said before the season, I thought they could win 8 games. They're on track to do it. Got to get this game.
Mm-hmm.
Or Deflator over here, he's going to have him down there at 14.
Nah. At number 7.
Do it.
A ridiculous loss. USC Trojans, 2-1. They lose to Michigan. Poor tackling across the board. They get to host Wisconsin at the Coliseum.
Charmin. I thought Lincoln Riley's game plan was soft. Their execution was horrific. Look, Michigan.
His first half game plan should have just, it was almost fireable.
It is. And again, the O-line struggled. There are ways around it. There are ways you can play horizontally, laterally. They did none of it.
Yeah.
And still were in a position to win. And like Rico said, tackling was egregiously bad. So disappointed in USC.
At number 6.
Do it.
From Bloomington.
Yes.
Indiana, 4-0. Mm. The Hoosiers are 4-0. They host the Maryland Turtles this weekend.
Maple Leaf Missile, Curtis Rourke. And Cignetti is for the betters. This dude covers the number. This guy wants blood.
Yeah.
He was running hurry up against Eastern Illinois.
He was trying to hit 60, right?
He hit 77 that night.
Oh yes. Yes. Jesus. I'm talking about the last game. He was still trying to score more points.
He's a maniac.
He's not about putting in your backups and just taking a knee.
Look,
no.
They're
but
good.
Rourke is probably the best quarterback in the Big Ten that you don't know about.
Correct.
At number 5, fresh off of their victory.
Do it.
Over USC. 3-1. The University of Michigan hosting Minnesota this weekend.
I think they've got a high floor and a low ceiling. That's who they are. And the Victors has been replaced by Anchors Away because they are Navy now. And it's how I said they had to play, and this is what they are. Now, do I think they can be a top 4 team? No, because they're going to lose 3-4 games.
Yeah.
But they're not going to lose to anyone terrible as long as you stick to this plan.
To that plan, and I think you're also going to need your defense or special teams to either score or set you up in a great position to score.
Dono.
At number 4, I guess we have to. They went into Nebraska. They won in overtime.
Whatever.
Illinois, 4-0. They get to play Purdue, and I heard something in the break.
Penn State this week.
Oh, yeah, Penn State. I'm sorry, Penn State. Evan said something, and the fact that Bielema came out and said that the crowd in Nebraska is probably tougher.
I don't think Penn State's laying 17.5 by accident.
Yeah.
And this game's at night, isn't it?
I think this is
the NBC game, right? MSU's on the Peacock.
Yeah.
This is the NBC night game. Happy Valley. Hey, Bert.
Whiteout.
Better bring an extra bed sheet.
Whiteout. I don't like Penn State, but yeah, that whiteout. Yeah, that's.
I hope Penn State drops a bomb on them so I don't have to look at Bielema's face. Number 3.
Penn State, we just talked about them. They're 3-0 playing Illinois. They had the bye.
Show me, James Franklin.
Yeah.
Show me. And go cover that number for people to cash the ticket. Do it. Do it.
At number two, they had a bye last Oregon. 3-0. They host UCLA.
We're just not going to know until they play the Buckeyes.
And then
that's where I'm at.
And you just named number one, the Buckeyes. They're 3-0. They went out there. They got it done, but they haven't been tested yet. So, no, we won't know about either one of these teams until they play each other.
No, they're getting a paid workout this Saturday, so I don't care about it. We'll see you against Oregon to figure out who number one is.
All right. That's your Big Ten Power Rankings, 97-1.